Johnny gently guided Sir Robert to the side. It had not gone as planned. Sir Robert had his own ideas, but Sir Robert had actually done very well. They were listening.
Before the platforms fired, a conference of emissaries would be called. Any unjustness in the action, any mistaken idea, could be handled.
He saw he had some interest.
The platforms could operate as an arm of such a conference as this,
he said. He could see them sorting it out. He could see that at least some of them were edging toward the idea that this might give them, as individuals, a new power in their governments. It was in their manner. They were not speculating on him, but on themselves. They were looking down at their fingers, or talons. They were casting their heads to one side or another. But he knew he didn't have them yet.
It's still an awesome threat,
said one.
It solves nothing in our economies,
said another.
On the contrary, it will produce chaos.
Johnny looked at them. Then he began to realize what he was really dealing with. Every one of these lords and all their peoples had been bred for eons in the shadow of the cruel and sadistic Cyclos. They may have remained politically free, but they were stamped with the Cyclo philosophy. All beings are just animals. Greed, profit, and corruption were understood to be the nature of every individual. There were no decencies or virtues. The brand of the Cyclo. Such sentiments were the ideas of madmen. The Cyclos had tailor-made life this way, and had then said, "See, this is the way life is." How could he reach these mighty lords?
Our industries,
another cried,
are geared to war. An intergalactic peace would ruin us, everyone.
Yes, thought Johnny. The Cyclos wanted any they did business with at war with one another. Who cared what these free planets did, so long as they bought metal? The Cyclos could crush them at any time. The Cyclos wanted them fighting like animals, believed they were only animals. Johnny said,
There are other ways of handling economies. You could phase every war industry you have over to what is called consumer production. You make things for the people. The people are employed. They make things for one another. Your people are your best market for your industries. In the near future, there will be cross-shipping between your worlds. The Cyclos had it worked out that everything was first shipped to Cyclo. By that very fact, they throttled trade. It will be worked out so that you can quickly and cheaply exchange goods from one system to another. Out of that alone will come prosperity. Your people, now starving and rioting, can become gainfully employed in peace industries. They can have things for themselves, such things as better houses and furniture, better clothes, better food, even cars. You have a golden chance here to herald an age of prosperity and plenty.